Well, when you talk about bringing the bling to bass fishing, Jason Quinn's name comes to mind, but Britt Myers is with me today. And Britt, you know, you're bringing some bling that nobody thought about a couple of years ago.
Yeah, well, that's kind of the deal right now. A lot of these guys aren't old-fashioned kind of guys like they've always been. A lot of these guys like to hook their rides up and have custom wheels. I mean, you're seeing all these boat trailers out here now, 20-inch wheels on them. And a lot of cars. Jason Quinn's got 24-inch wheels on his tournament vehicle, so it's a pretty neat deal.
Well, let's talk about your business a little bit. You know, you're doing the bass fishing gig. You're on the Elite Series and out there fishing that. But you really, you look at really deep enough, you've got a business that really is bringing a lot of things to the from the automotive field into the bass boat business.
Yep. We do a lot of automotive accessories, wheels, tires, navigation, and almost all these guys out here is getting that kind of stuff. And every day we're selling more people wheels and tires and reverse cameras, things like that. So it's kind of a neat deal.
Well, you know, what you look at this, thing, and it really, their office is their automobile, because, you know, you're thinking 60,000 miles a year, you guys travel all over the country, and you might as well make it as nice as you can be. You know, these TVs inside the cars and the, as you talked about, the navigation equipment and then XM radio, all that stuff together, you know, you're making your office pretty nice.
Yeah, what's pretty cool about it is that a lot of these guys, especially the older guys, they see these reverse cameras, and they're like, we don't need that. And I've been backing them up for years. But you hear them calling the shop. They'll be calling, asking about them. Matter of fact, we just gave Tim Horton one about 2 weeks ago. He's put one on his, so works out pretty well.
I had the opportunity to see that. Chris Dutton, who's a photographer, you know, a friend of mine, he had one on his truck. You can back up and put the ball right underneath the hitch.
Yep, saves from beating up your tag.
Yeah, no question about it. We don't like beat-up tags. There's no way around that. Now, you know, you're looking at a lot of this stuff. Wrap boats and stuff have come out to be a big deal. But now the accessories along with it, you know, as you talk about, the 20-inch wheels and nice thin tires, the things that are going on like that, how much more is there coming down the pike, do you think?
It's growing. I can remember when I was a kid, you know, nobody knew anything about car accessories or anything like that. Now you see 12, 13-year-old kids, that's all they're talking about. So I think it's going to get bigger and bigger.
Well, you're from Mount Holly, North Carolina, but your store's, I think you said, in Gastonia. You know, when you look at this thing now, you started out a few years ago doing this thing, and now this thing is growing like by leaps and bounds, right?
Yep. We started out with just a little store with two employees, and now we got about 12 guys, and got some really good guys to work for me. That's why I'm out here fishing. If it wasn't for those guys, I definitely wouldn't be here.
Well, let's talk about how do I get a hold of you. You know, you're the guy that's doing it for the bass fishing public. How do I get a hold of you?
You can get on our website, gofastlookgood.com. You can get our phone number, all that information. You can ask for me, Britt, or any of the guys can help you. A lot of the guys there even fish, so it's pretty cool. You know, if you're a fisherman, you call, let them know that, and they'll hook you up.
I'm going to shift gears on you a little bit. All right, we got the bling going. How's the bass fishing going for you?
Wow. I tell you what, I'm catching a lot of fish, but they've been kind of small. I didn't make the cut today, so we'll see.
Well, today means at Gunnersville, and, you know, for people here in this program, when you're doing all this now, you know, it's got to really be helping your business. From the standpoint of you're out there, you get that visibility with the wrap boat and all that kind of stuff, but just seeing all these extra odds and ends and stuff that people are putting on their cars and trucks and all those kind of things, got to be helping your business.
It definitely is. It's a really neat deal. A lot of guys are coming to me asking about wheels. Ishman Road, we fixed to put some 20-inch wheels in his boat trailer. And there's a handful of other guys who's talking about it. So I guarantee you by the end of the year, we'll probably have 10 more guys with 20-inch wheels on their boat trailer.
Well, you know, we talked about the backup camera. We talked about the GPS and some of those kind of things. What are some of the other things you're seeing in the industry that, you know, might be suitable for somebody that bass fishes or somebody that travels a lot?
Fuel economy right now is the big deal. The computer programmers, things like that, to give you more fuel mileage. I mean, that's these computer programmers, air intake systems, things like that are huge right now. I mean, giving guys 5, 6, 7 miles a gallon more, and it's a no-brainer. You got to have them. I mean, and on some of the Super Duties and diesels, gives you like 120 more horsepower as well.
You're talking about $20 in your pocket every mile you drive. That's a lot of money when you start adding it up at $3 a gallon.
That's right. You can take that money and buy you some wheels or something with it.
Well, you know that was a good plug right there for that. That was exactly what you need to do. Now, let's talk about fishing at home a little bit, if I can. You know, you kind of come by this honestly. You and Jason Quinn fish tournaments together, and, you know, now you're out here fishing all over the country. Is that a big change for you, could fish in North Carolina and then fishing everywhere else?
Yeah, I've been several years. I've just been fishing around home, fishing local lakes, you know, North South Carolina, stuff like that. And me and Jason fish a lot of the local team tournaments. And, man, I go fishing with him, and getting out there, he's got it in my blood, fishing these big tournaments. Last year I qualified through the Opens, and I had to go for it. When I qualified for the Elite Series, I had to do it.
Now, I've had this theory for a long time that when you guys from North Carolina are born, the baby comes, and then you get a crankbait. Is that what happens in North Carolina?
Yeah. If you're going to catch any fish in North Carolina, somewhere down the road, you got to learn how to throw a crankbait.
Well, you know, I know you guys got a lot of local manufacturers up there. Brian's, you know, B's the number one that, you know, you guys throw a lot of and that kind of stuff. But you know, is it something that, you know, you find the fish are being pressured so much that now the fish are wanting to be, you know, you catch them off those ledges and deeper and they'll bite better? Or what makes a crankbait so tough in North Carolina?
Well, it just gets down there deep. It's got a, depending on what kind of crankbait you're throwing, it's got a certain type wobble react, makes those fish react to it a lot better. The cool thing is Jason's really known as a crankbait guy. Me getting to fish with him the last couple of years, it's kind of helped me out on that end a ton.
Well, this thing now is, 11 months long, the season, and you look at what's going on with the Elite Series. Is this something now, you look back at the $55,000, the money you had to spend, has it been worth it to you?
Definitely. Definitely. I hadn't made a whole lot back yet, but I'm going to start out a little slow. Now we're done sight fishing. Well, I like the sight fishing. Sight fishing's all right, but it can be a double-edged sword. It can get you both ways. And unfortunately, I hadn't had a real strong tournament yet, but now we get to get out there and use our electronics, get out there in the deeper water, and that's kind of what I like to do, so I'm excited about the rest of the year.
Well, there's some sneaky suspicion I have that when you talk about electronics, you might know something about it.
A little bit. I'm not the king by no means, but I mean I know a little bit about it, and I feel like I can hang with these guys a little stronger out there. I really thought I could already, but it's just that's fishing, so I'm ready to get back at it.
Well, I really appreciate you being with us at Bass Fan Radio, and again, give me that email address so we are our webpage so we can give some of our listeners a chance to get a hold of you.
It's CS Motorsports. It's gofastlookgood.com.
One of the great new things in bass fishing, and boy, they look good out here on the trail, no question about it. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.